following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Hi, it's the Herd. Figuring out postage for your letters and packages can be a hassle. Either waste money adding extra stamps to make sure your mail's sent, or you waste time waiting in line at the post office to have a clerk figure it out for you. Use Stamps.com instead. You buy and you print official U.S. postage. The real thing, using your own computer and your own printer. Stamps.com gives you a digital scale. Just plug it into your computer, weigh your letter or package, and the exact amount of postage automatically appears on your screen. Stamps.com. Use it once, you'll never give it up. Right now, they got a special offer just for you. Use my first name, Colin, C-O-L-I-N, for a no-risk trial, plus a $110 bonus offer. That includes a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic top of the homepage. Type in Colin. That's Stamps.com. Enter Colin.
It's 11 a.m., and that means it's time for the Doug and Daddy Show. You know the guys, but let's learn a little bit more about our hosts. First up, Sports Director Doug Duda.
If he were to give you directions, you'd never get lost, and you'd arrive at least 5 minutes early. His legend precedes him, the way lightning precedes thunder. If he were to mail a letter without postage, it would still get there. His blood smells like cologne. The police often question him just because they find him interesting.
Now let's learn a little bit more about Big Daddy Tony Davis.
His charm is so contagious, vaccines have been created for it.
When it is raining, it is because he's thinking about something sad. His hands feel like rich brown suede.
His personality is so magnetic, he is unable to carry credit cards. He never says something tastes like chicken, not even chicken. He's a lover, not a fighter. But he's also a fighter, so don't get any ideas.
Find out what it is in life that you don't do well, and then don't do that thing.
Lucky for us, the guys are good at talking sports. So let's head to the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Plan on a great show for you today. We're going to talk with new Nebraska men's basketball coach Tim Miles here in about 3 minutes on the program. He's been all over the place since being named the head coach of the Huskers on March the 24th. We'll see how things are going so far. He's had a chance to work with the players. He's already had his hands on who's coming into the program, who's not for next year. And if you've got a question for the coach, shoot it off to us to the Dent Popper inbox. We'll try and squeeze one or two of your questions in. I know a lot of the questions that we've had on the show leading up to his hire and since his hire, I'll get a couple of those in to the coach as well, and he'll join us here in about 3 minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. Later in the half hour, Sean Callahan of Husker Online will join us, and we'll talk about how spring football is going so far, what to expect coming up on Saturday, and of course, who's coming in to watch the spring game, which recruits, who's going to come in and maybe try and sell to the Nebraska program for the class of 2013. We're also going to give you a chance to win tickets to the spring game on today's Doug and Daddy Show and throughout the week. So be listening if you want to go to the spring game and don't have tickets yet. Well, here's your chance. We're going to be giving you opportunities to win pairs of spring game tickets. Also, Troutman's Tuesday trivia coming your way today as well here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What's going on in Miami? My goodness. Is this whole Ozzie Guillen thing as big a deal to you, the listeners here in Central Nebraska and wherever you're listening on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com or not? What's going on, folks? Just let us know. What do you think? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And you can also, of course, email the Dent Popper inbox with your thoughts. I just can't believe how big this is. And maybe I understand in Miami and the Cuban population and the Latin population, I understand that. But boy, this, again, I guess it shows you that it's kind of slow in the news world, because this just doesn't seem to be a top of the news worthy story to me. And maybe I'm missing it here. Your thoughts, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. So we'll talk about that on the program as well today. Coming up tomorrow, Dana Hughes is going to be joining us, analyst for the Big Ten Network, to talk baseball in the conference and Nebraska. He's going to be doing the Creighton game tonight and the Ohio State series this weekend. So we'll have a chance to chat with the coach or former player from Iowa, actually, Dana Hughes, on tomorrow's show. Also, Damon Day and Blake Cover will join us tomorrow for Loper Link on our Wednesday program. Talk a little Loper baseball. And we'll talk with Ohio State head baseball coach Greg Beals on Thursday's show. It's also been announced that Lexington has a new football coach, folks. Bob Jones is the new football coach at Lexington. He's a Lexington grad and has been in Texas for the past 25 years. He has coached in the U.S. Army All-American game, so maybe a little diamond in the rough here. He's got family back in Nebraska. He wants to be closer to, and this opportunity opened up. And so we will talk with the coach this week as well, the new head coach, Bob Jones from Lexington, taking over that program for the Minutemen. So we'll be chatting about that later on this week as well. But wanted to let you know that there's a new coach in Lexington. Again, Nebraska baseball tonight against Creighton. It's the first of three meetings between the teams. It's in Lincoln, 6:35. The game is on the Big Ten Network, and you can hear it on 12:30 a.m. KHAS coming up tonight, and Husker baseball for most of the rest of the season also on 12:30 a.m. KHAS. So Nebraska baseball tonight from Haymarket Park and Hawksfield. We're looking forward to bringing you that. And some bad news for the folks at Fauner Park and the horse racing industry throughout the state. Governor Heineman vetoed LB 806 yesterday, and we'll talk a little bit more about that this week on the Doug and Daddy Show as well. But right now, talking about new coaches in the area, let's talk to the newest men's basketball coach at the University of Nebraska, who's been extremely busy since his hire on March 24th, Tim Miles, in his initial visit to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio. Coach, good morning. Thanks for the time, and let's be the latest to welcome you to Nebraska.
Well, thank you very much. I'm thrilled to be here. It's an exciting time in my life and my family's life, and we're ready to get this baby going.
Tim, we know just by talking with everybody down in Lincoln and Seamus and all the gang there with the basketball program that you've been all over the place since the day you were hired. You had to get back to finish things up at Colorado State. You had to get on the road with some of the recruits, Final Four, work with the kids you've got. Explain to the fans out there kind of not everything, but what mostly you've been doing here the last couple of weeks.
Well, I promise you, they don't want to know everything. But, you know, first of all, anytime you exit a program, you want to do it right. So I've tried to spend a great deal amount of time just helping assistants, whether it be with the current job there or employment here, there, or the other way, making sure that's right with all the folks that were so good to us for 5 years at CSU. But equally, you know, get after the job here. Make sure we're getting to know and build trust with our players. Figure out the lay of the land here. Recruit current class as we, you know, figure out who's in, who's out. Recruit a current class. Recruit the 2013s. Try and catch up there. And then at the same time, move. You know, find a house, find a car. Where's the dry cleaners? Just everything. And so that's been a full-time deal, and on top of that, we're trying to hire the right staff here at Nebraska, and I think we're putting together an outstanding staff, and I'm excited about our future.
Tim Miles, head basketball coach at Nebraska, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's talk about the staff. Apparently still one full-time assistant opening. Were you pretty sure of the guys that you have hired already were going to be coming along with you when you took this job?
Well, you're never sure of anything, and I look at it like this. You know, we've got three recruiting spots, and then we've got three administrative spots that can really be valuable in all assets. And I've got six spots to hire. And truly, we've filled three of them. And so I need to go out and make sure that we get the rest of those spots and the right guys on the bus, the right guys in the right seats, and go from there. And I'm excited about the direction we're going. We're going to find out here in the next week or so and probably fill up the remainder of our staff and do it right. There's a lot of really talented people I've met with. There's a few really talented people I still need to meet with, and I'm excited to, you know, to take us and shepherd us into the Big Ten the way it should be, and find a way for Nebraska basketball to be successful on a regular basis.
Of course, Coach, many of the folks in Kearney with the Division II school in Hastings and Grand Island have heard of Mayville State. They've heard of Southwest Minnesota State. They've heard of North Dakota State, which I'm guessing maybe not all Husker fans have. You've been successful at every level. What is the one common ingredient that you have used at every level that you hope you can use here in Lincoln?
Well, the magic wand, I think that's really important to keep in your back pocket. and I say that jokingly, but there is no, you know, magic pill. There is no magic wand. So you end up doing it with people. You end up doing it with people that are invested, staff guys, players, fans, and you're only as good as your people. You're only as good as that's your greatest resource, it's your greatest ally, it's your greatest strength. And so we want guys that are invested in Nebraska men's basketball. We want guys that want to win, that are in the locker room thinking about how do we win? You know, what are we doing to win? We want the staff that are assembled that are loyal and hardworking and all about the right things. If you can do that, you're going to be fine. But, you know, everybody does that. So what makes you special? And that's what we got to figure out in this league, what our edge is and what our niche is. And go from there. And it starts by building the energy and enthusiasm around our program with fan support, with a tough home environment to play in. It just, no matter what, it starts there. We have to rally the troops, and that's what we're going to be out doing right away.
Well, there's no doubt that you've tried to sell Nebraska basketball and get everybody fired up yet again. As you said, you want kids that want to be here, yet you got to have some talented kids, and it's kind of a catch-22. Once they get good, obviously the fans will come out. The fans want to come out and watch good basketball. So you've done a good job of selling the program. How important is that part of your job, getting everybody back in to the Devaney and then the new Coliseum here in a couple years?
Truly, it's the only thing that matters, and I've referenced this many times, and it's not official because I was sitting in a hotel room just kind of minding my own business on my way to some nondescript place and some nondescript player years ago, and they had an outside, ESPN had an outside the lines on, and they had a graduate student on that day, and he was, I'm positive he's from Duke, or he referenced Duke, and one of the things he said is, we want to do a study, which came first, the chicken or the egg? And what the question was pertaining to basketball was, what came first, winning and then this great home court advantage and fan support, or this great fan support, home court advantage, and then winning followed it? And what they found was the latter, is that once, you know, a fan support was there, even in bad times or tough times, that just a good team didn't lead to consistent support, consistent success. Fan support led to consistent success. Home court advantage because of that fan support led to consistent success. And that's hard to say fast, by the way. but that's important, and we can have that in Nebraska. There is a passionate fan base here that wants the support. We need to let them know they can make a difference.
Pleased to be joined by Nebraska men's basketball coach Tim Miles here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. No way to probably sugarcoat this. So you've heard Nebraska fans. This wasn't, if you want to say, splash hire. Nebraska has went the mid-major route before, and you said in your press conference, "Give us a chance." To the fans that didn't want Tim Miles as a basketball coach, what do you tell them?
Well, I don't think I can repeat that. I've seen some of that. But I would say if the president had our approval rating, he'd be reelected every year. And that's probably why we're undefeated right now. But I don't pay a lot of attention to that. I've been underestimated my whole life. And so that's nothing new. We're going to do it right. We're going to work hard. I think if fans come and watch us play with a critical eye, they don't like what we're doing. I think we're going to need time. We need, you know, I think that we need to work to get the guys that can, you know, we've got good players, but we need more of them, and they've got to be able to play the way I want to play, which is different. Doc Sadler did a wonderful job. He accumulated good players, and they play his way, and that's going to be different. And nobody's handled this better than Doc Sadler. He is a first-class guy every way, shape, and form. So there's just going to be that acclimation period, too, which is going to take time. And the naysayers, it's going to be an opportunity for them to say, see, but I don't think there's a better time to be the Nebraska basketball coach. When you look at conference affiliation, facilities, commitment by administration to make this happen, now's the time for that mid-major non-splash guy. And when you weigh a buck 60 like I do, you don't make much of a splash anyway. If you want a splash, get McDermott over at Creighton. He can do a great cannonball.
and a kid that does okay as well. Do you take that? Do you view yourself as an underdog? Do you use that to your advantage?
Well, when you look like me, act like me, and have the pedigree I do, you have to be the underdog. It just goes with the territory. And, you know, it's easy to be the underdog, though. We want to be a team that everybody recognizes as an excellent team, and we want a target on our back. And I want to get our program to that point.
Just a couple minutes left here with Tim Miles, the head men's basketball coach at the University of Nebraska. What would you say the program's shape is in? Because obviously already kids are leaving, kids are coming in. You've talked to a lot of kids. Let the fans know where you think the program is right now as far as a level of talent.
We have work to do. Yeah, we have work to do. We have we need an athletic insider. We're going to need a guard, maybe two guards, and that's just the start. And then we're going to lose, you know, two big kids, Ubel and Alameda, and that's going to really hurt us too. There's no doubt about that. So we've got a lot of recruiting work to do, but that's why they hired us.
And, Coach, the question, I think this is probably the most popular question. It's happened during Doc's tenure, and it happened while the coaching search was going on, and you have been on both sides of it here, keeping the Nebraska kids at home. And then there's the other side of it. Are the kids that are in Nebraska good enough to play at Nebraska in the Big Ten? You've had Jesse Carr, we've talked to him, and Wes Eichmeyer, and the kids from Ralston. You've had a chance to have all those on your Colorado State team. Where do you say that talent gap is? I can't ask you, are they good enough to play at Nebraska? Because we know the answer is yes. Can they be stars at Nebraska? I think that's where the middle ground comes in. Address that, because that has been a huge question on this program for months.
Well, it's never going to end, because the fact remains that some guys are going to be good enough and some guys aren't. You can't just throw a blanket over the state of Nebraska and say these kids aren't good enough to compete. There's just no way that's accurate. But you can say at different times, that kid's good enough, that kid can play a role. Bottom line, that kid's probably not going to have the career he wants. And they only have, you know, what else in life do they tell you you've got 4 years to do? They don't tell you you've got 4 years to be a radio broadcaster. They don't tell you you've only got 4 years to be a basketball coach or a parent or drive a car. But they tell you you've got 4 years to be a college basketball player. You better do it right. Because once those years are over, 5 years, you know, to play four, then you're done. Those days are over. So you want to make sure it's right. You don't want to recruit a kid that's not going to have the role or the opportunity that he wants, you know, because he might be a kid that could be a really good player at Kearney. He might be a Hall of Famer at Kearney. And that's a pretty good career, let me tell you. That's an accomplishment you live the rest of your life with. Some guys just want to be a guy that can maybe play a little bit at UNL. So we just have to figure that out. It's got to match up, and you can't accommodate everybody. You know, that's the one thing. But the guys that are good enough, we don't want to sneak out of town or out of state.
When you're not doing basketball, Coach, what do you enjoy? Fans like that background of everybody that comes into the state. What does Tim Miles do in his spare time? I know the kids are keeping you busy. What else do you like to do?
Well, I love spending time with my family. My two children are 11 and 7, and they keep me plenty busy. And they're awesome. I enjoy music. You know, just listening to music. Just enjoying music. Not that I'm a connoisseur or anything. It's just kind of a nice outlet. And I play really bad golf. I hit what I would call, some people call it a wicked slice. I call it a high power fade. And so I can go out and shoot about between 99 and 106 on any course. And that's what I'm expecting. Actually, I had my handicap down to a manageable number. But every time I take a new job, it spikes from 11 or 12 up to 18 or 20 in a hurry. So, you just can't free your mind. So I enjoy golf, and I want you to know I'm the youngest of five in an Irish Catholic family, and I'm easily the quietest one in my family. So if you really want to take a half hour out of your show, call my dad.
Well, from one Catholic boy to another, we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Wish you the best of success, and hopefully we'll get a chance to chat to you quite a bit, with you quite a bit, and maybe we'll see you at the spring game Saturday.
I'll be there, guys. Thanks.
Thanks, Coach. Be good. Tim Miles, he is the new head men's basketball coach. Gracious with his time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He's literally been all over the place. Just got back into town yesterday from all of his travels, and we're pleased to have him here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Talk about the program. I'm sure the next time we get a chance to talk to him, we can talk a little bit more about the state of college basketball, where he sees the Big Ten, what his timeline is. I think when you talk timeline, though, he wants to win immediately. Everybody wants to win immediately, but you saw what he's done. It's taken time, just a couple of years, but it's taken a couple of years at each spot he has been in. And we have talked on this program before about, boy, that cupboard looks really, really bare for the University of Nebraska. And we'll see how things go. In an interview with Lee Barfnick last week, published in the Omaha World Herald, he's talking about softening the schedule. And I know Nebraska fans are going, how in the world can you soften the schedule? Nebraska's schedule is okay. I can't imagine you can soften it much more. I mean, they've been doing good in the non-conference. They find a way to hiccup, I guess, about once a year. At least they have the last 4 or 5 years, losing to somebody that you shouldn't have lost to. But usually come out of that conference, a non-conference, about 12-3 or 10-2 or whatever the number of games happens to be. Nebraska coach Tim Miles, please appreciate him joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Sean Callahan's going to join us to talk a little bit about Nebraska football, maybe a thought or two on what else is going on in the world of sports. And we want you to stay with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, where all of our guests are taken care of by our friends at BK, Burger King, two locations in Kearney, also Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Hey, 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 home of the Whopper, Kearney's favorite burger for more than 30 years. And if you're looking for lunch on the lighter side, how about their chicken apple and cranberry garden fresh salad? Perfectly blends 7 premium lettuces, crisp apples, sweet dried cranberries, crumbly blue cheese. So if you want that big old burger or you just want a little salad, they'll take care of you at BK. Back with Sean Callahan after this.
Hi, I'm Tony Stewart, Sprint Cup champion and co-owner of Stewart Haas Racing. So I've got a question for you. Want to be a co-owner of my race team? No, really, I'm serious. It can happen when you enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes. Win, and for one amazing race weekend, you'll be an honorary co-owner of Stewart Haas Racing. Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at qlracing.com. You'll get to hang out with me, Ryan Newman, driver of the 39 Quicken Loans Chevy, and the whole crew. It'll be awesome. Oh, and get this. If you win, you'll also walk away with $10,000. Got your attention there, didn't I? So come on, what are you waiting for? Enter the Quicken Loans You're the Boss sweepstakes today at qlracing.com. That's qlracing.com.
No purchase necessary. Legal residents of the 50 United States and D.C. 18 and older. Void where prohibited. Promotion ends 4/30/12. For official rules and complete details, visit QLRacing.com. Sponsor, Quicken Loans Incorporated. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
With the first selection in the NFL draft.
The NFL's top draft picks will earn hundreds of millions of dollars.
So you should at least win something.
And you can. With Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and Jersey Sports Bar and Grill Draft Pick'em Contest. Coming soon. The ability to win will rest on the ability to pick correctly. The lower in round one you go, so study up.
There's nothing more exhilarating than pointing out the shortcomings of others, is there?
The Jersey's NFL Pick'em on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 and 1550.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures top off at about 62 as northeast winds remain at 5 to 15. For tonight, skies will become partly cloudy with a low at 32. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 52.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. The big fella's out today. That's good. I got to ask all the questions to Tim Miles and American Reunion. I know that Daddy has been out to see the movie. I have not done it yet. Plan on doing it. Not a big movie goer. Not that there's anything, but I'm just not. I don't get a chance in the winter and fall sports season, so hopefully get a chance here soon to go out and see American Reunion, the latest in the American Pie series. And, of course, Sean Callahan, you've probably seen it. He joins us from the Doug and Daddy Show. You seen it yet, Sean?
No, I want to see it. I love that movie because, you know, it was right when I was like a senior in high school is when the first one came out. So all those guys are basically my age. So, you know, we kind of live life at the same time. And you know, now all those guys are married and everything else. And I'm kind of excited to see it because it, you know, seems like a movie people my age generation would like.
I don't remember the exact actor's name, but Oz, the guy that plays Oz, he's from Omaha, right?
Yeah, Chris Klein. He went to Millard West.
Did you know him?
I did not know him, but I had some friends in my fraternity that knew him. And apparently Stifler, I think his name is Sean Austin?
Yeah, not Austin, but yeah, Sean something or other, yeah.
Partied once in Omaha way back when we were in college. Went to a party, and he was nothing like he is in the movie.
Yeah, so. they say he's the exact opposite in real life. He's kind of a quiet guy. So,
yeah.
Sean William Scott, of course, his name. Let's talk a little football. Let's talk some names that Husker fans are hoping to get to know here. The spring game coming up on Saturday. Let's start on that end. Always an opportunity to bring in quite a few prospects. How's that looking for Saturday?
Well, you know, it's shaping up to be all right. You know, there's a couple of things, though, they're fighting against. Number one, the biggest thing is the ACT, the April ACT test date, which is the most popular date for a junior to take the test, is that same Saturday. So that's a big whammy because you can take it in February, April, or June, or you have to wait till October or December. So April is the one that, you know, 90% of juniors take. So that's something that's going to probably hurt a few guys to get there. But still, there's going to be five or six guys in. We're getting everything confirmed in terms of offer guys. There might be a couple more. Courtney Love, though, from Cardinal Mooney is a big-time linebacker prospect that Nebraska's offered, as well as Ohio State and Oklahoma. There's a receiver out of Toledo named Kevin Gladney. He's going to decide today if he's going to be able to make it or not. So they're getting a lot of guys from the Midwest area states where it's a driving distance type of deal, some guys from California. You know, the good thing about it is you also get all your commits there from this past year, the signees. So any guy that you get on campus, you've got 15 to 20, you know, scholarship guys and walk-on guys, even more than that, that are all going to be there on the sidelines. Those guys will start to work and recruit these incoming kids that come. And you look at the history of that spring game, it has produced several guys over the years, including names like Rex Burkhead and, you know, players that have ended up being pretty, you know, big-time contributors where they made their decision kind of based on coming to that spring game.
We're talking with Sean Callahan of HuskerOnline.com right here on the Doug and Daddy Show, reporting this morning that Nebraska's already looking at 2014. Fill the fans in.
Yeah, the Huskers made their first 2014 offer in the state. Really no surprise if you follow local football, but DJ Foster out of Lincoln Southeast, he's a 6'3", 295-pound offensive lineman. He was first-team All-Nebraska as a sophomore, which, dude, you've been doing this for a while. You don't see too many sophomores make the offensive line on Super State, let alone sophomores that start and dominate for the Class A state champions. And, you know, DJ Foster was really a no-brainer. All I had to do to know Nebraska was going to offer this guy was see him in person once. And, you know, anybody that doesn't know much about football knows this guy is a big-time player. And he put it together on tape, had a great year to be All-State like he was. And, you know, he moved, an interesting story of their family. They moved to from Alabama to Nebraska. Their father was a walk-on player way back in the early 90s for Gene Stallings. Didn't play at all or anything like that, but was on the team at least. He was telling me, you know, they moved to Nebraska. Then his son, his other son Trey, is a walk-on this year. He was the other defensive end opposite of Sam Cotton. So there is definitely a connection to Nebraska, even though they're from Alabama, with his brother going there and Sam Cotton going there. But you know, this is a guy that's going to garner some national attention this summer. He plans to go back to Alabama, I believe, to go to camp. He's going to go to Oklahoma State, Missouri. He has told me in an interview that, you know, playing in the SEC is something he might consider, especially if he gets the type of offers, you know, he's got a good chance of receiving.
Definitely no lock then for Nebraska. I mean, with a kid that didn't grow up in the state of Nebraska, obviously he's not going to have those heartstrings tugged like kids that have been here their whole life.
Well, you know, I will say this. So he came to Nebraska's practice a few weeks ago. We've got a picture of him on the front page. He's wearing a Nebraska T-shirt. His brother's going to be there. I mean, those are two big factors. He lives in Lincoln. You know, I would still put really heavy odds that the kid will go to Nebraska. But you never know if somebody like in Alabama really likes this guy. You know, and I know we have a couple of showcase events coming up where top 2014 guys in the country are going to be invited. And he could be a guy that's invited to some of these events. And if he goes and does well, you know, he could receive those big offers. And you just never know how that stuff can go. I mean, just look at the Trevor Robinson deal when he got all his offers and he picked Notre Dame over Nebraska. But I'm not saying that's going to happen. Really early, and I think Nebraska made the right move to come in early with this offer.
Sean, Lexington named a new football coach. His name's Bob Jones, and he comes out of Texas. He coached in the U.S. Army All-American game. Do you remember him? Do you know anything about him?
Oh, yeah. They hired Bob Jones. Wow, yeah. Bob actually went to school with my parents at UNK. You know, I've known Bob. The first time I met Bob, he was a coach in Dallas, and I ran a combine there for Mike Minner's company called Recruits Unlimited at Bob's high school. He's from Lexington originally. You know, I think he's got a lot of connections in the business. I'm surprised. I guess he must have wanted to move back to Nebraska, but he's had a pretty good career, obviously, as a head coach of the U.S. Army All-American Bowl. You know, he's a very energetic guy. In fact, the year he coached the Army All-American Bowl, I was the beat writer for his team. I was with him all week in San Antonio, and Blaine Gabbert was his quarterback in that game up in San Antonio. And, you know, he's definitely made the rounds in Houston and Dallas and some other places. And, you know, but it'll be interesting to see without the kind of talent he's used to working with, because in Texas, you know, you could recruit and bring some kids in. You're not going to be able to really do that at Lexington. So I'm sure it's going to be a bit of an adjustment for Bob. But, yeah, he's a fun guy. You'll enjoy having him on your radio show.
Yeah, we're going to chat with him later this week, so looking forward to that. I figured you probably had made some contact. I believe Andrew Luck was in the game the year that that he coached as well, reportedly. So let's get back
to he was.
Let's get back to the Huskers, Sean. What's your vibe through spring practice, the latest one yesterday? What's your vibe on this team right now?
Well, I think they're making progress. They're really banged up, though. I mean, you're not going to go to the spring game on Saturday and get an accurate depiction of this team for the fall. I mean, that's the bottom line. So anyone that goes to this game thinking that they're going to have it all figured out, you know, you've got to take a few steps back and realize that Taylor Martinez will probably just play a couple of series. Rex Burkhead may play a series or two at the most. And, you know, he may not play at all. I mean, I could see Rex getting two or three carries and they say, okay, your day's done. You know, defensive line is really banged up because of off-season surgeries, which, you know, has left them with just four D tackles, and two of them are walk-ons. One of them was a converted defensive end to a D tackle, and Kenny Anderson, you know, has never been on a travel roster or a 105-man roster in his career. So they don't have much up front because of these injuries. And, you know, the encouraging things to me, though, have been some of the offensive line development. You've heard some guys emerge. Andrew Rodriguez, you know, I talked to him, and it sounds like he's having a great spring. I'm going to report this morning with you guys. Ron Kellogg listed Andrew Rodriguez to me as the guy that's probably had the best spring of anybody. So I think he's been a real story. The question is, where do they put Andrew Rodriguez? Is he going to be a guard? Is he going to be a tackle? Right now he's at tackle, and, you know, I think they want to try to build that depth of competition, you know, and figure out who the best five are. But Barney Cotton wants to play eight guys, and then maybe nine if they can. And they've been saying that for a long time. But I think maybe now they finally do have some serviceable guys that can come in there and be legitimate backup guards and tackles that they could put in the game where there's not going to be a drop-off.
Sean Callahan with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show for just another minute. What are you going to be looking at Saturday?
Well, I want to see. I saw Martinez a little bit. I mean, we're not going to see a lot of them, but hopefully Bull at least lets him throw it around a little bit early on, just so everybody can kind of walk away. And, you know, if Martinez can just look good, that's going to go a long way in shaping perception. If he can throw the ball comfortably and look good doing it, going into the off season, I think a lot of people are just going to be like, okay, maybe these improvements are coming to fruition and he's going to look good. Other than that, I want to see the secondary. I think the secondary has a lot of talent. Mohamed Cisse's had a great spring. Raylan Hurd has shown potential at corner. I love Terry Joseph. I think he's a great, great secondary coach, and the guys have caught on. I think he's a much better fit here than Coy Raymond, and I just like what he's done. And, heck, I think Terry Joseph is probably – I've interviewed him more times this spring than I interviewed Coy Raymond all of last year. He just has a lot more to say. He's an enjoyable guy to talk to, and I think he fits in better with the program here.
Sometimes there's a wrinkle for the spring game that the fans will notice. Have you heard anything for this Saturday?
I haven't. You know, in practice, though, I noticed some guys doing a choreographed dance. Tyreek Allen, Aaron Green. I'm trying to think. It was Tyreek Allen, Aaron Green, and Amir Abdullah. Three different guys, and they literally had, like, a full choreographed dance they were doing during pre-practice. So that was about the biggest. You know, I could see something like that coming out. Who knows? But every year, they put in a trick play or two. Unfortunately, we won't get to see our boy Tyson Brockmeyer play in this game, though, dude. I know that was a guy we were both looking forward to probably watching. He's not going to play because of his knee. They're going to let him rest it out. Mm. There's only four quarterbacks, Martinez, Bronson Marsh, Ron Kellogg, and Breon. So you're probably going to see a lot of Marsh and a lot of Kellogg in this game. And obviously, I think Breon's going to get a lot of reps, too.
And they will be the greatest quarterbacks in the history of the program on Monday morning, according to Nebraska fans, as they are every single time. Has Bo said how he's going to split the teams up?
They're going to probably tell us that tomorrow. Traditionally, they draft it up with captains. The problem, though, is with some of those positions like defensive tackle, that's the main one, how they do that. So I don't know what they'll do. I imagine it's going to be pretty similar. The thing is, like, with only four D tackles, they're going to have to figure out something to do. I can't imagine them wanting to play Baker Steinkuhler every single play of that game. You don't want to get him hurt in this deal because he's your veteran guy in the middle there. Otherwise, you have a bunch of walk-ons. So you'll see some guys probably play on both sides. I think Taylor will probably take the first series or two, and then maybe one in the second half will be my best guess for his day.
A couple quick more questions. We'll let you get out of here, Sean Callahan of Husker Online. Obviously, the whole uniform thing caught fire just like in a 50-mile-an-hour wind here across the plains. Your thoughts on that? Have you heard anything specific?
Oh, I'm a little mixed. I don't think they necessarily need to do it, but I also think they probably see some dollar signs on it too with this deal. They could probably net $500,000 on these jerseys, with apparel sales and just the hoopla that will surround them. Every sporting goods store in the state is going to probably have a hard time keeping those jerseys in stock when they do get them. So I think some of that probably played a factor in making the decision to go with these deals for one game. But, you do look at what Adidas has done. They're not like Nike. You don't see Adidas really come out with a futuristic, crazy look. Notre Dame, Michigan get that game at night, and they did a throwback type deal. So it wouldn't surprise me if you saw them try to go more traditional and do a throwbackish type jersey. But you heard the word futuristic thrown out there. Helmet maybe being different color, black being involved in the jersey. Who knows? I guess I can handle it for one game. But I'm kind of my take is Nebraska football is like the Yankees or the Cardinals or the Dodgers. They don't really have to change their jerseys. I don't think Nebraska does either.
Nah, I don't hate the Huskers like those other teams, but I think it'll be a big deal if they tend to use them in a big game. If they win that game, I think that all of a sudden it becomes an even bigger deal. Draft just over 2 weeks away. Sean, just your thoughts. Crick is kind of bouncing back and forth on people's boards. Levante David apparently way up there, number 19 last time I saw as far as Kuiper's big board. Who else in the mix?
Well, I think there's really only three guys. Dennard would be the third, obviously. I just don't see Marcel Jones getting drafted or Yoshi Hardrick because he wasn't invited to the combine. I think you're going to have three guys. It sounds like Levante in that 19 to 32 range or in that somewhere for linebacker. He's so versatile to be able to play, I believe, in a 3-4 and even a 4-3 type of linebacker. Then another I think you're going to probably see Crick and Dennard in that round 2 to 4 range. You know, I could see Dennard being late 2 and Crick being early 3 to early 4 in that type of range. You know, it's just too bad for Jared because I think that injury, you know, obviously it just totally killed his stock because a lot of people just don't know how he's going to come back off it. But, you know, if you look at what he did as a junior, he was pretty dang good. And obviously a sophomore year too. And I'm sure all it takes is one person to like you. And, you know, look at Tim Tebow. He went in the first round. So if one team likes Jared Crick, you know, he could be a second-round type guy.
Of course, we'll keep our eyes on Noah Keller as well. Sean, we'll let you get out of here. Thanks for the extended visit, as always, today. And we'll see you at the spring game on Saturday.
Hey, looking forward to it. Thanks, Tug.
Take care, Sean Callahan, HuskerOnline.com for the very latest Husker news, not just football, basketball, baseball, and everything that's going on in the world of Big Red athletics. And as he said, DJ Foster, the latest in-state offer, and that's not until the 2014 class. You can learn more about that and everything that's going on with the spring game at Husker Online. Also, just want to let you know that they've sold over 47,000, nearly 48,000 reserve tickets as of yesterday afternoon. You can still get your reserve tickets so you don't have to stand in line once you get to the stadium. 800-8-BIG-RED or go to Huskers.com, 800-8-BIG-RED. Nebraska will honor several student athletes during pregame ceremonies. The presentation of the Brooke Behringer citizenship team will happen inside about half an hour before kickoff. Then Rex Burkhead will be presented his Uplifting Athletes Award in pregame ceremonies, and first-time letter winners receive their jackets. The Cletus Fisher Scholarship, the Dr. Barbara Hibner Trailblazer Award, Men's Basketball Senior Awards, all that will be going on Saturday. And then, of course, the volleyball team plays Wichita State at 5 o'clock right across the sidewalk there in the Coliseum. Wichita State, 5 o'clock in their spring contest. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Buying a Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, no matter where you live, is easier than ever. Midway is your Nebraska car headquarters. Take a look at what they currently have in stock. You can browse their inventory to find the car you've been looking for. To begin your car search, just use the power search tool at thinkmidway.com. You can put in the year, the make, the model, the body style, and boom, there it is for you. They'll show you everything they have in stock, from Buick LaCrosses to Cadillacs to Colorado trucks, everything in between. It's there for you on thinkmidway.com and on the lot at Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Midway, Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, both on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. We're back after this. In fact, we're going to give away spring game tickets when we come back.
Hi, it's the Herd. GoToMeeting is becoming a requirement for business pros to collaborate with clients and colleagues. And now you can meet face-to-face all the while online. Take it from me, GoToMeeting is so easy to use. With one click, that's it, you're in a meeting. With GoToMeeting's new HD Faces feature, you can collaborate on documents and presentations in real time. Okay, you see your colleagues. You see their reactions and facial expressions. It's like being in the same room. Adds so much to your meeting. I couldn't believe it. Plus, with GoToMeeting by Citrix, you can hold as many online meetings as you want for as long as you need for a low, flat monthly rate. I love GoToMeeting. When we used it recently, we were shocked with how the new HD Faces made it seem like everybody was in the same room. I want you to try GoToMeeting with HD Faces today. My listeners can try it free for a month. Don't wait. Visit GoToMeeting.com, click on the Try It Free button, use the promo code Colin, and be sure to use the promo code Colin.
So, it was a Friday night. One of my buddies wanted to play pool, the other wanted to go grab a bite to eat, and me, well, I just wanted a cold beer and some good entertainment. So to keep everyone happy, we went to Cunningham's Journal. It's like three places in one. Upstairs is the loft where you can play pool and listen to some good tunes. Outside is the courtyard where they have live entertainment every week. And inside there are a bajillion TV screens with all the games any sports fan can handle. Great food and of course the coldest beer in town. So problem solved. Everyone's happy. Thanks to Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. one premium for simplified billing, one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence, all handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures top off at about 62 as northeast winds remain at 5 to 15. For tonight, skies will become partly cloudy with a low at 32. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 52.
This is how I can tell Jeff's not feeling well. We got some new tunes. Nice. Daddy's back in studio tomorrow. We're going to be talking with Danon Hughes, former Iowa Hawkeye and Kansas City Chief. Was a two-sport standout for the Hawkeyes, football and baseball. He's now an analyst with the Big Ten Network. Get his thoughts on where Big Ten baseball is as Nebraska gets ready for Ohio State tonight. They take on Creighton in Lincoln. Also tomorrow, Loper Link, UNK head coach Damon Day. He'll also bring along Blake Cover. They've got a special fundraiser going on this weekend and a special trip and story for Blake Cover, and we'll find out more about that on the show. Also, Lexington's new head football coach, Bob Jones, joins us. And we will be talking later in the week with Ohio State coach Greg Beals. If you missed either of the interviews today, Nebraska men's basketball coach Tim Miles or Sean Callahan of Husker Online, you can always pick it up on the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal and The Loft. Fired off on the podcast, Cunningham's Journal and The Loft at ESPNSuperstation.com. In fact, you can catch any of our previous programs this week, this month, this year. It's all there for you. Let's give away a pair of spring game tickets, folks, right now at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Here is your trivia question as you get ready to dial up. First correct caller is going to get a pair of tickets to Saturday's spring game. Taylor Martinez, as we talked about, improving, only had two interceptions in his final 168 attempts last season. Which teams were those interceptions against? Taylor Martinez had only two picks in his last 168 attempts of last season. Who were those two teams that picked off Martinez? Let's go to the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
This is Tom in Hastings.
Tom, do you know the answer?
Ohio State and
Don't hurt yourself, Tom. It was not Ohio State. Not the last two, but try back, 888-455-ESPN. I could tell he was grinding there, and I didn't, because Tom's a good listener. I didn't want him to all, you know, drop and have problems and seizures and things like that, because I could tell he was there. Let's go back to the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
Matt.
Matt, who were the last two teams that intercepted Taylor Martinez?
Was it Michigan and Michigan State?
No, it was not Michigan and Michigan State. Try back, 888-455-ESPN. Taylor Martinez had only two interceptions in his last 168 throws last year. Who were the last two teams to intercept Taylor Martinez? Do you have an answer?
Yeah, how about Michigan and South Carolina?
That is incorrect. But try back, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Who are we chatting with?
This is Postal Chuck.
Postal Chuck, you got a guess for me today, or do you have an educated answer?
It'll be a guess.
The last two teams to intercept Taylor Martinez, who were they?
Northwestern and Wisconsin.
Incorrect. But thanks for trying. Call back, Postal Chuck. Always appreciate Postal out on the route, taking care of business. Our question today for a pair of spring game tickets: who were the last two teams to intercept Taylor Martinez? Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Mike.
Mike, do you have a guess for us?
South Carolina and Iowa?
No, those are incorrect. Try back. We've had a variety of guesses. Who were the last two teams? Of course, those were the last two teams Nebraska played. Only two picks in his last 168 attempts. Who were the two teams that intercepted Taylor Martinez, the last two teams? Doug and Daddy Show, do you have a guess?
South Carolina and Northwestern.
No, that is incorrect. Try back, 888-455-3776. He had a streak of 124 consecutive throws last season without an interception, which I know just floors Husker fans every time you remind them of that. Trying to give away a pair of tickets to the spring game on Saturday. Who are we chatting with?
Bill from Deschler.
Hey, Bill, what's going on in Dragonland?
Oh, every good thing must come to an end, and this is the last year for me, so no more high school.
Uh-oh. Well, let's move you on to college then. Do you know the answer? Who were the last two teams to intercept Taylor Martinez?
I'm guessing Wisconsin and Michigan.
That is incorrect, but try back. Thanks, Bill. Take care. 888-455-ESPN. I will credit producer Jeff with his knowledge today on the show. How about this? Let's go back to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Jason,
who were the last two teams to intercept Taylor Martinez?
How about Northwestern and South Carolina?
That is incorrect. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. I thought this would have been knocked out of the park by now. Good question. Let's stay with it. Who were the last two teams to intercept Taylor Martinez? What's your guess?
I'm going to say Northwestern and Penn State.
Ooh, a Penn State reference, but incorrect. Thanks for the call. Try back. 888-455-ESPN. The last two teams to intercept Taylor Martinez were who? What's your guess?
Michigan State, South Carolina.
There it is! The most knowledgeable Husker fan today joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Who are we chatting with?
Brandon.
Congratulations, Brandon. Hang on the line. Jeff will get you a pair of tickets to the Nebraska spring game. Thanks for calling. Thanks for listening. Hang on the line, and Jeff will take care of that. Michigan State and South Carolina in the bowl game, of course. The only two picks that Taylor Martinez had in his last 30 quarters, which went 168 attempts. Taylor Martinez, in between there, had a streak of 124 consecutive attempts without throwing an interception. But the last two teams to intercept Taylor Martinez, South Carolina and Michigan State. We'll give you a chance again tomorrow to win tickets to the spring game. Thanks for all the calls. And we're not done yet, folks. We still have Troutman's Tuesday Trivia in the bank. Yeah, one thing while we're going through all of our interviews here, the Ozzie Guillen thing, Pedro Gomez got a one-on-one for ESPN, and they did it in Ozzie's office, where you'll see it because it'll be on all afternoon, all night, all tomorrow morning because ESPN got a one-on-one. What's up with all the champagne and wine bottles over the shoulder there? Jeff goes, wait a minute, the Red Sox had to ban all that, right? Is that the right thing to do in Miami? They all looked like they were empty and probably had some significance. Some of them looked like they had some pretty good painting on them or really cool decals, and others of them, I'm sure, might be from his days with the White Sox.
Well, for if it was the Marlins, they won the title in 97 and then 03, which is two more than the Cubs have won since 97.
Oh! Ow! Wow! Back after this, Doug and Daddy Show, Cub fan.
Live from Progressive.
It's time for Tips from Flo.
Tips from Flo.
Here's a tip about our loyalty program.
Loyalty program.
The savings don't stop when you switch. You're automatically enrolled on day one, and you keep earning great discounts and benefits. And it's free.
It's free.
Are you just repeating everything I say?
Kinda.
Rewarding loyalty. Now that's Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Cumulative benefits are limited. Not available in all states and situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's time to gear up for savings with Napa. So bolt in to any Napa Auto Parts store this April and save 50% on select quality professional hand tools, from socket sets and screwdrivers to wrenches, pliers, and mechanic sets. And with a lifetime guarantee, you know our tools can go round and round. So be the sharpest tool in the shed and hurry into Napa for great savings. Don't be a fool. Get a great deal on tools at participating Napa Auto Parts store. Offer expires 4/30/12.
I'm Doug Duda with the Sports Minute, brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. We cover sports, they cover you. The regular season wraps up this weekend for the Tri-City Storm with a pair of road games. Skating at Waterloo Friday and Sioux Falls Saturday. Face off at 7:05, and you can hear Storm Hockey on Classic Hits 98.9. The Nebraska Danger returns home to battle the Wichita Wild Saturday night at 7:05 at the Heartland Events Center. In baseball, Nebraska will host Creighton Tuesday night at 6:35 and travel to Ohio State this weekend. For UNK, they're back home to take on Metro State Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And the Hastings College baseball team will be at Morningside Saturday and Briarcliff Sunday. In softball, Nebraska will host Creighton Wednesday before traveling to Iowa Saturday and Sunday. The UNK softball team will host Fort Hays State Tuesday and travel to Colorado Mesa this weekend. And for the Hastings College softball team, they are at Bellevue Tuesday, Concordia Wednesday, and Briarcliff Saturday. And that's a Sports Minute on ESPN.
Sunshine develops across the area today as temperatures top off at about 62 as northeast winds remain at 5 to 15. For tonight, skies will become partly cloudy with a low at 32. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now it's 52.
The Doug and Daddy Show rolls on this Tuesday pre-noon. Hope you have a great lunch. Don't forget lunch specials Monday through Friday at the Chicken Coop in Kearney and Grand Island. Also, happy hour from 2 to 5:30. Watch your favorite sports on all of their HD TVs because there's not a bad seat in the house. Play a little Keno, enjoy a meal, enjoy your favorite beverage, whether it's an ice-cold beer, maybe just a Dr. Pepper, maybe it's an ice-cold water. The guy that invented that, great job on that water invention. Food and drink specials every night as well. And don't forget, their party rooms are available, whether it's just for a meeting, maybe it's for graduation, maybe it's for a wedding reception, maybe it's for Friday night, a little rehearsal dinner and all that. What?
God invented water.
Oh, I think so. But, you know, I always like to give credit to the guy that invented water. It's just...
Like bottled water or just water?
No, just water. Just water, like our grandparents grew up on. Hey, don't forget that this is Tuesday. Come into the Chicken Coop for Wing Basket Night every Tuesday night. For just $5, a basket of 10 flame-broiled wings with your choice from over a dozen wing flavors. Try something different. Get a whole bunch of wings and put a little different sauce on each and every one of them. Get them hot, get them sweet, or get them with a zing. It's every Tuesday night. It is Wing Basket Night, only $5 tonight. The Chicken Coop, Kearney, and Grand Island. Don't forget to vote on our poll question today. Ozzie Guillen suspended for 5 games for his comment about Fidel Castro today by the Miami Marlins. Was it too harsh, just right, or too lenient? I can't vote on any of those on our rewards page today because I think it's idiotic. Because didn't Ozzie Guillen just get banned 5 games for free speech? Didn't that just happen? Didn't that just happen? He got banned 5 games for free speech. Huh. Yeah, it might have been a stupid comment. I'm not saying it wasn't a stupid comment. But where do you come down on banning him for 5 games? I don't know. We'll see what's in his contract. Maybe it's in his contract. You know, like Bobby Petrino, not supposed to be hanging around with young ladies and stuff in his contract. We see that more and more, the morals. Which team is the best of the National League? That was our poll question yesterday. My vote, another team, 43%. We had the Phillies at 29%, then the Marlins and Giants. Which team is best of the National League? Every day you vote on our webpage, you pick up points for the ESPN Superstation Rewards Fan Club. Then you can turn those points into great prizes like Bridgestone golf balls, Hy-Vee Deli Pizza, Doug and Daddy t-shirts. And, of course, as events pop on throughout the year, you'll be able to get things like that. Every once in a while, we'll throw on tickets, concert tickets, fight tickets, maybe a Husker ticket. You never know what's going to be on there. So check that out at ESPNSuperstation.com. One more thing to give away. It's Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. Call now. I know a lot of you had a losing effort there on our spring game tickets, so try back. Everybody except Brandon, because Brandon, you already won today. All right? So don't call back, because somebody else is going to win. Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you haven't won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. Or... Oh, there is no more. I guess you got to call, don't you? Because if you don't call, we can't talk to you. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
If you've got me, this is John.
John, how you doing today?
I'm doing well.
I've got a variety of questions lined up here, and I think pretty much all of them are very easy. We had Nebraska men's basketball coach Tim Miles on the show today. What state was Tim Miles born in?
What state was Tim Miles born in?
Correct. He's from a town of less than 200 people.
North Dakota?
No, that's not right. Try back, John, 888-455-ESPN. Although, when you say less than 200, I guess that automatically just eliminates California, Texas, New York. There's no towns of 200. Let's go back to the phone line. Who are we chatting with?
Mike.
Mike, how you doing today?
I'm fine.
All right, we just talked earlier with Sean Callahan on the program, and we were talking about Lexington's new football coach, who is Bob Jones. He coached in the U.S. Army All-American High School game in 2008. Which current pro quarterback did he coach in that high school All-Star game?
Blaine Gabbert.
See, you're listening. See, I told you, folks, it was going to be easy. Tim Miles from South Dakota, Doland, South Dakota, and Bob Jones did coach Blaine Gabbert. Hey, hang on the line, and we'll get you hooked up with a $25 gift card. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Hey, gang, it's pretty easy most of the time to win on the Doug and Daddy show. I thought the last one was pretty darn. Oh, some emails I just can't read on the air. Thanks, Chris, for that one. That was pretty outstanding. And Chris also reminds me that if you are a little bored with the world of sports, the season premiere, I believe, of Deadliest Catch is tonight. And I know there's a big fan following throughout Central Nebraska of some of those shows out there. So there you go. Tomorrow on the show, we're going to be jam-packed, and Daddy will be back as well. Let me see if there's anything else that maybe we should have touched on today that we did not touch on. UNK softball is going to go for an extension of their 8-game winning streak when they host Fort Hays State this afternoon at 2 at Dryden Park. Hastings College has some makeup games at Bellevue University today. Nebraska's Ashley Hageman, the Big Ten co-pitcher of the week, got 2 wins over Illinois, including her first career no-hitter. And here's a little golf note for you. Kearney is going to be hosting both of the Nebraska Women's Amateur Golf Association state championships. Stu Pospisil says that this is the first time that a city other than Omaha or Lincoln will host them both in the same year. The stroke play championship will be at the Kearney Country Club June 11th through the 13th, and Awori Dunes will host the match play tournament July 9th through the 11th, and those wacky kids at the Golf Association are taking the Amateur Men's Stroke Play Championship to the Scotts Bluff Country Club. It's going there for the first time since 1994. The men's match play championship will be the last week in June at the Platteview Country Club. You know, and that's, you go to Scotts Bluff, and that's so hard. They deserve to have it. And I mean, folks in Omaha and Lincoln think that coming to Kearney is an amazing long drive. Well, it really hurts them with the numbers because it's hard to take off for as many days as you have to take off to go all the way across the state. And I know if you're in Scottsbluff, well, we have to do it all the time, and that's why they deserve that. But you'll also see the numbers go down. So it's a tricky situation for the golf associations to take those out away from about a 45-minute radius of the Omaha-Lincoln area, but they're doing it this year. And hopefully the city of Kearney, who always does a great job, as all the Tri-Cities do, with bringing events into their community, will welcome in the ladies June 11th through the 13th and then July 9th through the 11th. And as those events get closer, we'll be talking more about it. And, of course, you got some really good golfers right here in the backyard. Got a chance to do some things. Wonderful Elizabeth Lydiot Bahensky Lydiot, she'll be playing on her home course now. See, she's getting back into competitive golf last year. By the way, Governor Dave Heineman, we mentioned this for just a moment. I don't know. He vetoed LB 806. I know that everybody at Fauner Park wants this and the racing industry wants this. I guess I don't understand the harm in LB 806, allowing people to bet on previously recorded horse races using machines that resemble video lottery terminals. Nebraska can continue to say that gambling is against the law in this state, and then they just continue to put in new ways to do it. And this just seems so hypocritical that they are taking this away. You got to go to the track to play them, so you're going to the track anyway. I don't get it. If it's going to help what I understand what the harm can be and the addiction and all that. God knows I can follow along with that. But the governor said the bill would expand gambling beyond what the Nebraska Constitution allows and, quote, contradicts the spirit of the live horse racing provisions, end quote, in the Constitution. They're going to try and override it, but it ain't going to happen. It passed with just 26 votes, and they'll need at least 30 to override it. This does not look good for the folks that want that sort of gaming in the state of Nebraska. We talked yesterday that Cody Green was going to battle for the starting quarterback job at Tulsa. He gets it. Named the starting quarterback yesterday for Tulsa. So it'll be interesting to see how the Green Wave do with Cody Green as their starting quarterback this season. Played 17 games and started 4 at Nebraska in his time here. Great kid. We've had him on the show numerous times, and we're going to attempt to do so again here in the next couple of weeks. Still a lot of football talk as you get through the spring game into the NFL draft. We'll be talking to some of those former Huskers. And tomorrow, a pretty heavy baseball show. Our Loper Link is UNK's Damon Day, along with Blake Cover, coming in. They've got a special event going on this weekend and a special trip coming up. Also, Danan Hughes of the Big Ten Network, the baseball analyst and former Iowa Hawkeye, is going to join us. We're going to talk with Ohio State's head baseball coach coming up Thursday. Also, the new Lexington football coach, Bob Jones, is going to be joining us. And we want to thank Sean Callahan of Husker Online for joining us on today's show to talk about the spring game and the recruits coming in. And Nebraska men's basketball coach Tim Miles joined us today as well. If you missed any of it, you can hear it on the podcast momentarily at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug Duda saying, have a great day. Thanks for listening to the Doug and Daddy Show. More spring tickets to give away tomorrow here on ESPN.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.